boss. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
In a genius move today, because I'm running on very little sleep, I put my hand down on my razor and cut my whole hand up. Then, yesterday, my plumbing went out, and I got a flat tire. It was a very fun day.
Good Lord, Ruben.
Yeah, God. This is the second flat in, like, 4 months.
And then you've got to deal with me.
You're not a... No. Your deals are complicated. You're not an asshole. You've got very complex transactions. There's a huge difference. There's a big, big difference. So, we got everything over from Chandra. So, the next step is we're going to call you for the verification. Everything looks fine to me. During the call, they're going to ask you if you want a payment cycle on the 1st or the 15th. I suggest choosing the 1st because you'll minimize your interim rent charge. Since you prepaid your first and last payment, you won't have a bill for November. Your second bill will be due on December. You'll have a small, and we'll just ACH it, but you'll have a small partial payment for the rest of October. Do you have your insurance information, though? Because I do want to do that, because they give you 15 days where they charge you a fee.
Okay, my insurance information, Sandra would have it.
Yeah, just tell her to email me, whoever the guy you work with. I think we've worked with this company because we did the title vehicle before, so I'm pretty sure this... Just tell him he'll get a call from a guy named Aziz. That's who happened last time. We're going to follow up with you on delivery for the other equipment, for the compressor. They're just trying to locate a truck. I talked to Shannon Dresher today. That's what they're waiting on.
Yeah, and I spoke with them this morning, too. So.
Okay. Do they give you a delivery date by any chance?
My trucking company is going to have a truck there Wednesday. So, worst case scenario, if they don't get it shipped. See, my trucking company, the guy I use, saw it on the wire, which, you know, the brokers put it out there so everybody can see it. He saw it and saw it was coming to me, so he called me. But what they did, the trucking company put it out there for $1,200. So, which... It's a $3,000 trip. You're never going to get it. You know, he's like, your stuff's going to sit there and rot before somebody picks it up for $1,200. So I called her and explained it to her, and she thanked me and was fucking pissed because the trucking company is charging them like $3,200 and they're trying to make a shit ton of money, and that's why it's still sitting there and it wasn't picked up. So
gotcha. Okay. They're trying to make money on the other end. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
she said it was a truck company they use that they've had good luck with. So she was going to call them. So I'm thinking that Monday morning, they're going to get it headed in my direction.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure you get what...
Yeah, worst case scenario, it gets picked up Wednesday and I get it Saturday.
No worries. I think there's like one final form I have to, they're going to ask you to sign once you get it to make sure you're happy with it. So I just want to make sure that's good to go. They're going to call you today. I'll have them actually call you right now. Just confirm the billing cycle of the 1st. If they're just going to ask you, hey, do you have the equipment? Is it received? Is it working? And then what we'll do is once we confirm that, we're going to actually wire you the funds. I believe it's not an overnight check. It's a wire. So I'll send you a copy and Chandra for the wire, and you'll see it back to your account, okay?
Okay, when is that?
When is the wire or the phone call? The phone call I'm going to ask them to do right now, and then after it, we should be able to do the wire.
Sweet.
All right. Okay. And then, is there any other equipment you're looking for right now?
Well, I don't think... After looking what I paid for interest on the compressor and the generator, I was thinking that I needed to improve my credit before I bought anything else.
Let me kind of tell you what's available for you. I can give you some feedback. So with the China reimbursements, there's very few programs for them because they're really, really different. The compressor and generator actually are really solid deals. Those are that's a solid deal at 5 years. Let me just tell you the other approval I have for you.
What was the percentage rate on it? It picked up to like $20,000 I was paying in interest.
On the rate factor on that, so let me just bring it up. Give me one second. Give me one second. So, give me one second. Bear with me. So. No, so your numbers are off. So on the compressor and generator, you financed $36,000 and your payback was under 50. It was like 49.9 and change. So you're paying actually 14, and that's 14 over 5 years. Basically, 14, I can over 5 years. 14,000 over 5 years.
What was the interest rate?
They're never gonna quote you an APR, so they're gonna quote you a rate factor. So I can just give it to you. Give me 1 second. Let me go back here. So, on a 60-month term, your payment's $832.87. And I'm more than happy to kind of go over credit, and my goal is to get you the best problem approvals possible. So if you have a minute, we can kind of go over some things that we're seeing. I know you're really busy, but so your rate factor is a 0.231. What's the best rate scenario you'll have over 5 years? 0.21. What's the worst case? 0.3. The Chinese reimbursements, there's not too many programs, but I can tell you some of the things that we're seeing, and I think these are easy issues to correct. Do you have a pen handy by any chance?
What's that?
Do you have a pen handy by any chance?
I don't.
Okay. So, give me 1 second.
This is a toy box of a 3-year-old.
It's always fun. No worries. So, here's some of the things that I think are really important for you, and I'm going to walk you through how these approvals are generated, and we're going to assume U.S. purchases. We're not going to assume, Chinese, because those are a little different. Those are much different, actually. So we're going to look at, they're always going to look at three things. They're going to look at time in business. They're going to look at credit. They're going to look at overall cash flow. And credit is mainly business and personal. So I'd actually say four categories. Time and business, you have no control over. I'm sorry, give me 1 second. I'm sorry, this might be the flat tire. Give me 1 second, please.
Don't shoot me in the face. It could poke my eye out. You're pointing it right at my face. They point it down again.
Josh, can I schedule this call and call you back literally in 1 minute?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.